This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Land Management Minister Sibamaya Tumbahampe says government has prioritized health security of people. Cambodia provides medical equipment to Nepal government and South Korea sees more deaths than births in 2020. Now the news in detail. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Dr. Sibamaya Tumbahampe said the government has prioritized an allocated budget for health security of the people. Speaking at a press conference in Biratnagar, she said the regulations related to 16 acts concerning fundamental rights except regulations related to food sovereignty had been formulated and their implementation was on the way. In another context, she said those regulations were under the jurisdiction of the provincial assembly and governments and recent national politics could have an impact on the making of acts and regulations. She viewed that both sides of the Nepal Communist Party should be united for public good. Nepal Communist Party Dahal Nepal faction chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has left for India for the treatment of his wife Sitan Dahal. She was undergoing treatment in a Medicity hospital since few days. According to Prasanda's personal secretariat, she will undergo treatment at Neurogen Brain and Spine Institute in a Mumbai hospital. She has been long suffering from Parkinson's disease. Cambodian government has handed over 20 ventilators, masks, medicines and other medical equipments to Nepal today. Cambodia's Foreign Affairs State Minister Uche Borith handed over the supplies to the Minister of Health and Population Hridesh Tripathi at the Tribhuvan International Airport. A team of armed police has rescued four women from Kanchanpur who were being taken to India through the western border. Matrika Ghimire of Damak Municipality, Rojina Ghimire, Sudipa Mishra and Sumita Sangtang of Hetora Submetropolis 7 were rescued from Garda Chowki on Sunday. The District Police Office Calicut has arrested two people along with explosive substances. Those arrested are 36-year-old Durga Raj Bohora of Lalu, Narahari-Nath Rural Municipality 9, Calicut District and 32-year-old Padam Bahadur Poon of Veri Malika Municipality 2, Jajarkot District. According to police, they were arrested this morning and both are the cadres of the outfit led by Netra Bikram Chand. Information officer at the District Police Office, Yaksha Kumar Joshi, said a gun, a pressure cooker, 24 units of detonators, 9 units of sockets, 1 kilogram of sulfur, half a kilogram of soda were confiscated from them. They would be tried under the Prevention of Explosive Substances Act. A wildlife rescue center has been established in the Salland district for the protection of wounded and helpless animals. According to Division Forest Office Salland, the center has been arranged to treat wounded wildlife, feed helpless animals, rear them properly and release to their habitat after recovery. Division Forest Officer Ramesh Kumar Giri said that the center was put in place to protect, manage, best use the overall ecosystem of the wildlife. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather will be partly to generally cloudy with light rainfall occurring at most places due to the influence of a westerly wind in the coming 3 days. Meteorologist Swami Shrestha said there are chances of cloudy weather with light rainfall in many places of the country until Wednesday due to the impact of the westerly wind. He said there is no possibility of heavy rainfall and there is little possibility of sunny days till Wednesday. The division said it will be generally cloudy throughout the country in the afternoon with light to moderate snowfall taking place in the high hilly and mountainous districts as well as light rain occurring in most places of the Sudur Pashchim, Karnali, Gandaki, Bagmati and Province No. 1. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Experts have raised concerns over India's emergency approval of a locally produced coronavirus vaccine before the completion of trials. On Sunday, Delhi approved the vaccine known as Covaxin as well as the global AstraZeneca Oxford jab, which is also being manufactured in India. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi touted the approval as a game changer, but health experts warned it was a rush. Health watchdog All India Drug Action Network said it was shocked. South Korea recorded more deaths than births in 2020 for the first time ever, raising fresh alarm in the country, which already has the world's lowest birth rate. Only 275,000 babies were born last year, down 10% from 2019. Around 307,000 people died. The figures prompted the Interior Ministry to call for fundamental changes to its policies. Apart from the increased pressure on public spending as demand for healthcare systems and pension rise, a declining youth population also leads to labor shortages that have a direct impact on the economy. Last month, President Moon Jae-in launched several policies aimed at addressing the low birth rate, including cash incentives for families. First doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus jab are to be given as the UK accelerates its vaccine program to tackle a surge in cases. More than 500,000 doses of the vaccine are ready for use on Monday. The Health Secretary described it as a pivotal moment in the UK's fight against the virus, as the vaccines will help curb infections and ultimately allow restrictions to be lifted. But the Prime Minister has warned tougher virus rules may be needed in the short term. Boris Johnson said regional restrictions in England are probably about to get tougher as the UK struggles to control a new fast-spreading variant of the virus. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Land Management Minister Sivamaya Tumahampe says government has prioritized health security of people. Cambodia provides medical equipment to Nepal government and South Korea sees more deaths than births in 2020. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.